From JMI Wealth, let's welcome back. Let's welcome back Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Lovely to be back, Mike. Lovely to be back.
Atlanta out of 10. 10, it's the greatest place I've ever been to. 1, it's a bust.
I reckon it's in the top half and I'm still making a call. Okay. Surprising is what I would say. All surprising.
Right. We'll come back to you Friday for a number. Now, State of the Economy speech yesterday. What did you make of it?
Well, as you say, Mike, I landed back from Atlanta, Georgia yesterday, so I'm in the US, and you always make these comparisons, don't you, when you go somewhere and then you come back. So look at this comparison here. The US is experiencing strong economic conditions, low unemployment, and record highs in their share market. And I see overnight, their consumer confidence has hit its highest level in 18 years. So let's jump across to New Zealand. Strong economic momentum, low unemployment, record highs in share markets, but we have a confidence issue. So it's quite interesting, isn't it? So right back yesterday, and the Prime Minister is giving a speech to business leaders in Auckland as part of this attempt to sort of re-engage, and it's being called a charm offensive, but I think it's an attempt to re-engage with business in the wake of these weak business confidence surveys. But Mike, I think there's a danger here that this conversation is starting in the wrong place. Look, there is a problem with headline business confidence. That's the headline number. That headline number does have a political correlation. It is weaker under Labour governments, and it doesn't tell you a lot about where the economy is going. If you want to use these surveys as a leading indicator, as a predictive mechanism, then look at the responses relating to businesses' own activity and look at their composite indicators. That's where the conversation is more compelling in terms of it's more predictive of future growth. And those indicators are suggesting low growth. I mean, the Reserve Bank has responded to it. They've taken a position to try and promote growth, keep interest rates and currency low, and promote export-led growth. So we had this speech yesterday where essentially was about the government trying to re-engage and trying to assure business that some of the things that people are worried about in terms of that headline business confidence level, they shouldn't be as worried about. And so I think look, the Business Advisory Council, that's a good idea. Here's the problem though, Mike. I think the real issue is not with the top end of town. It's not with the big businesses. They're used to dealing with changes in industrial law. It's the small to medium enterprises where the problem is. So on this National Advisory Council, we need to ensure that we do get the voice of those small to medium enterprises. They're worried about industrial relations. They're worried about the potential growing strength of unions. They're worried about increases in the minimum wage. And there is also this sort of pervasive influence of a concern about global growth. So, look, good idea, but will the government listen? And will it modify what they're actually doing?
Exactly.
That's the key.
And you can sit around a table and jawbone forever, but if you fundamentally disagree, you fundamentally disagree. Talk to me about scales. Yeah.
Scales. Well, here's a good story. $700 million company listed on the NZX. That's the index that wasn't trading yesterday. Scales is involved in horticulture. Big exposure to the apple market. It grows. It's got over 100 hectares of apples in the Hawke's Bay. It goes through the full process, growing, logistics. It's also involved in general storage and logistics as well, and pet food, actually. Now, Mike, we know horticulture has been very strong. We know those horticultural regions are doing well, and Scales Corporation has benefited from that recent export strength and good growing conditions. Results for the 6 months to June 30 yesterday, they were good. They expect the full year will be at the top of the expected forecast range. So they're leveraging well off that strong underlying market. 22% increase in net profit, $34.8 million for the 6 months. They're looking around for acquisitions at the moment because they raised money from selling a couple of divisions recently. Share price pushing towards all-time highs, popped up around 2% yesterday. Good story.
Fantastic. Talk to me about electric scooters tomorrow, because I tell you why I'm fascinated in them. One, because they look fun, but B, there are no rules around them. There are no rules. They haven't worked out how you're not going to kill each other. But anyway, let's do that tomorrow. What are the numbers for now?
Tomorrow. Dow Jones, I go away, and what do we get? We get a new big figure on the Dow. 26,094, up 45, about 0.2%. S&P 500, 2897, not a lot of movement there. NASDAQ, 8034, up 16. FTSE 100, they're up 40, 7617. Nikkei, 22813, up small yesterday. Shanghai Composite, down 3, 2777. The ASX 200, 6304, up 36, about 0.6%. The NZX 50, for the record, closed at 9214. Let's hope we're back up and trading today. The NZ dollar against the US, 0.6722, against the Aussie, 0.9150, against the Euro, 0.5735, 0.5216 pounds, 74.65 yen. Gold trading just over 1200, 1204.99. Brent crude, $75.84.
Good on you, mate. Welcome back. Appreciate your time. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Back tomorrow morning.